Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Yud Ches, Chapter 18, Like a Rock. This perek is known as Shiras David, and it's unique in that it's recorded twice in the Torah with just slight variations. Once here, of course, in Sefer Tehillim, and once in Sefer Shmuel Beis, in Perek Chaf Beis. The Abar Manel says that David composed this Shira when he was young and his life was full of turmoil. He wrote it and would return back to it, reciting it throughout his life as he confronted difficulties and then experienced Hashem's salvation. Rashi comments that this version in Tehillim was adapted by David at the end of his life, when most of his troubles were past him. David had an extraordinarily challenging life. Much of it was as a warrior. He was involved in battles with his very physical life at risk over and over again. One idea that I'd like to hone in on is found in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Kimi Elokai Mebaladei Hashem, who is a real God other than our God? Umi Tsur Zulasi Elokeinu, who is a true rock except our God? In life, we rely on people and what we would like to think are predictable circumstances. So most of us rely on our parents, our friends, our teachers. We rely on certain market forces and governments and even predictable weather patterns. But if you speak to someone much older, they will likely share with you that things change over the course of a lifetime. We lose touch with most of our teachers. Friends change, and even as we age, and hopefully not until we're very, very old, people lose their parents. Governments shift, markets change, and even weather can act very unpredictably. The only force in this world, the only being that is unchanging, is Hashem himself. A rock represents something that is solid, unmovable, unchanging. The challenges in David's life shifted. He had people who were close to him turn on him. But throughout his tumultuous life, he saw and experienced that Hashem was always reliable, like an unmoving, stable rock. Shiras David is applicable to each of us. Hopefully, we won't find ourselves on a battlefield like David HaMelech. But in our own unique life journeys, we all have challenges along the way. And like David HaMelech, we can and should turn to Hashem, relying on him fully and always as the most rock-solid presence in our life. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.